Chapter 20.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. And you shall say to the sons of Israel, any man of the sons of Israel, and of the aliens who are living in Israel, who gives of his seed to Moloch shall certainly be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. 3. And I shall set my face against that man, and shall cut him off from the midst of his people, for he has given of his seed to Moloch, so as to defile my sanctuary, and to pollute my set-apart name. 4. And if the people of the land truly hide their eyes from that man, as he gives his seed to Moloch, so as not to put him to death. 5. Then I shall set my face against that man, and against his family, and shall cut him off, and all who go whoring after him, even going whoring after Moloch from the midst of their people. 6. And the person who turns to mediums, and to spiritists, to go whoring after them, I shall set my face against that person, and cut him off from the midst of his people.
7. And you shall sanctify yourselves, and you shall be set apart, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. 8. And you shall keep my statutes and shall do them, I am Yahweh who is sanctifying you. 9. And any man who curses his father and his mother shall surely be put to death, he has cursed his father and his mother, his blood shall be on him. 10. And a man who commits adultery with a man's wife, who commits adultery with the wife of his neighbor, the adulterer and the adulteress dying shall die. 11. And a man who lies with his father's wife, who has uncovered the nakedness of his father, both of them dying shall die, their blood shall be on them. 12. And a man who lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them dying shall die, they have performed a perversion, their blood shall be on them. 13. And a man who lies with a male as one lies with a woman, both of them have done a detestable thing, surely they shall die, their blood shall be on them. 14. And a man who takes a woman and her mother, it is wickedness, they shall burn him and them, and there shall be no wickedness in your midst. 15. And a man who lies with an animal dying shall die. And you shall kill the animal. 16. And if a woman draws near to any animal to lie with it, you shall even put to death the woman and the animal, surely they shall die, their blood shall be on them. 17. And if a man takes his sister, the daughter of his father or daughter of his mother, and he has seen her nakedness, and she sees his nakedness, it is a shame. And they shall be cut off before the eyes of the sons of their people, he has uncovered his sister's nakedness, he shall bear his iniquity. 18. And if a man lies with a menstruating woman, and has uncovered her nakedness, he has made her fountain bare, and she has uncovered the fountain of her blood, even both of them shall be cut off from the midst of their people. 19. And you shall not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister, nor of your father's sister, because he has made naked his near kin, they shall bear their iniquity.
20. If a man lies with his aunt, he has uncovered the nakedness of his uncle. They shall bear their sin, they shall die childless. 21. And if a man takes his brother's wife, it is an unclean thing. He has uncovered his brother's nakedness. They shall be childless. 22. And you shall keep all my statutes, and all my judgments, and shall do them, and the land where I am bringing you to live in it shall not vomit you out. 23. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out from before you, for all these they have done, and I am disgusted with them. 24. But I have said to you, you shall surely possess their land. And, I am giving it to you to possess it, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am Yahweh your Elohim, who has set you apart from the nations.
25. And you shall make a difference between the clean animals and the unclean, and between the unclean fowl and the clean. And you shall not defile yourself by beast or by fowl, or by anything which swarms the ground, which I have set apart to you as unclean. 26. And you shall be set apart to me, for I, Yahweh, am set apart, and I have set you apart from the nations to become mine.
27. And a man or woman, when there is among them a medium, or a fortune teller, certainly they shall die. They shall stone them with stones. Their blood is on them.
Chapter 21.
1. And Yahweh said to Moses, Speak to the priests, Aaron's sons, and you shall say to them, None shall be defiled for the dead among his people. 2. But for his relative who is near to him, for his mother, and for his father, and for his son, and for his daughter, and for his brother. 3. And for his sister, the virgin, who is near to him, who has not been with the man, for her he may be defiled. 4. A leader shall not defile himself among his people, to pollute himself. 5. They shall not make their heads bald, and they shall not shave the corner of their beard, and they shall not make a cutting in their flesh. 6. They are set apart to their Elohim, and they shall not pollute the name of their Elohim, for they offer the fire offerings of Yahuwah, bread of their Elohim, and they are set apart. 7. They shall not take a woman who is a harlot, or polluted, nor shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for he is set apart to his Elohim. 8. And you shall sanctify him, for he brings near the bread of your Elohim. He is set apart to you, for I am set apart, Yahweh, who is sanctifying you. 9. And when a daughter of any priest pollutes herself by going whoring, she is polluting her father. She shall be burned with fire. 10. And the high priest of his brothers, on whose head the anointing oil is poured, and whose hand is consecrated to put on the garments, his head shall not be bared, nor his garments torn. 11. Nor shall he come near any dead person. He shall not defile himself for his father or for his mother. 12. Nor shall he go out from the sanctuary. Nor shall he pollute the sanctuary of his Elohim, for the crown of the anointing oil of his Elohim is on him. I am Yahweh.
13. And he shall take a wife in her virginity. 14. He shall not take a widow, or one divorced, or a polluted one, a harlot, but he shall take a virgin of his own people for a wife. 15. And he shall not pollute his seed among his people, for I am Yahweh who sanctifies him. 16. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
17. Speak to Aaron, saying, No man of your seed throughout their generations shall draw near to offer the bread of his Elohim if there is a blemish in him. 18. For no man in whom there is a blemish shall draw near, a blind man, or one lame, or disfigured, or deformed. 19. Or a broken-footed man, or a broken-handed man. 20. Or one hump-backed, or a crushed one, or with a spot in his eye, or a scurvy one, or one scabbed, or one with crushed testicles. 21. No man of the seed of Aaron the priest in whom there is a blemish shall come near to offer the fire offerings of Yahweh. A blemish is in him. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his Elohim. 22. He shall eat of the bread of his Elohim, of the most set-apart things, and of the set-apart things. 23. But he shall not enter into the veil, and he shall not draw near to the altar, for a blemish is in him, and he shall not pollute my sanctuary, for I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. 24. And Moses spoke to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel.
Chapter 22.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, that they set themselves apart from the set-apart things of the sons of Israel, and that they do not profane my set-apart name in what they devote to me. I am Yahweh. 3. Say to them, Out of all your seed throughout your generations, any man who draws near to the set-apart things which the sons of Israel set apart to Yahuwah, and his uncleanness being upon him, that person shall be cut off from before me. I am Yahuwah. 4. Any man of the seed of Aaron that is leprous or has an issue, he shall not eat of the set-apart things until he is clean. And he who touches any uncleanness of a person, or a man whose semen has gone out of him. 5. Or a man who touches any swarming thing which is unclean to him, or touches a man who is unclean to him, by any of his uncleanness. 6. The person who touches it shall even be unclean until the evening, and shall not eat of the set apart things, but shall bathe his flesh with water. 7. And when the sun goes in, he shall be clean, and afterwards he shall eat of the set apart things, for it is his food. 8. He shall not eat a dead body or torn thing, for it is unclean. I am Yahweh. 9. And they shall keep my charge, and shall bear no sin for it, that they may not die for it when they pollute it. I am Yahweh, who is sanctifying them. 10. And no stranger shall eat of the set apart things, a tenant of a priest, or a hired servant. These shall not eat of the set apart thing. 11. And if a priest buys a person, the purchase of his silver, he shall eat of it. Also one born in his house, they shall eat of his bread. 12. And a priest's daughter, when she belongs to an alien man, she shall not eat of the heave offering of the set apart things. 13. But a priest's daughter, when she is a widow, or divorced, and has no seed, and has turned back to her father's house, as in her youth, she shall eat of her father's bread. But no stranger shall eat of it. 14. And if a man shall eat of a set apart thing through ignorance, then he shall add the fifth part of it, and shall give it to the priest along with the set apart thing. 15. And they shall not pollute the set apart things of the sons of Israel, that which they lift up to Yahweh. 16. And so cause them to bear the iniquity of the guilt offering in their eating their set apart things. For I am Yahweh who sanctifies them. 17. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 18. Speak to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, any man of the house of Israel, or of the aliens in Israel, who brings near his offering, of all his vows, or of all his freewill offerings which they bring near to Yahweh for a burnt offering. 19. At your own will a male, without blemish, of the oxen, of the sheep, or of the goats may be offered. 20. You shall not offer that which has a blemish, for it shall not be acceptable for you. 21. And when a man brings near a sacrifice of peace offerings to Yahweh, to complete a vow, or for a freewill offering, of the herd or of the flock, it shall be without blemish to be accepted. No blemish shall be in it. 22. Blind, or broken, or maimed, or having a flow, or scurvy, or scabbed, you shall not bring these near to Yahweh, and you shall not make of them a fire offering on the altar to Yahweh. 23. As to an ox or a sheep deformed, or dwarfed, you shall make it a freewill offering, but it is not acceptable for a vow. 24. As to anything bruised, or beaten, or torn, or cut, you shall not bring it near to Yahweh, even you shall not do it in your land. 25. And you shall not bring near the bread of your Elohim from the hand of a son of a stranger, or any of these, for their corruption is in them. They are blemished. They are not acceptable for you. 26. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 27. When an ox, or lamb, or goat is born, and when it has been 7 days under its mother, then from the eighth day and onward it is acceptable for an offering, a fire offering to Yahweh. 28. But an ox or sheep, it and its young one, you shall not slaughter in one day. 29. And when you sacrifice a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Yahweh, you shall sacrifice it of your free will. 30. It shall be eaten on that day. You shall not leave any of it until morning. I am Yahweh. 31. And you shall keep my commandments and shall do them. I am Yahweh. 32. And you shall not profane my set apart name, and I shall be counted set apart among the sons of Israel. I am Yahweh, who is sanctifying you. 33. who is bringing you up out of the land of Egypt, to become your Elohim? I am Yahweh.
Chapter 23.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 2. Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, the set feasts of Yahweh which you shall proclaim as set apart gatherings, shall be these. These are my appointed feasts. 3. Work is to be done 6 days, and on the seventh day shall be a Sabbath of rest, a set apart gathering. You shall do no work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings. 4. These are appointed times of Yahweh, set apart gatherings which you shall proclaim in their appointed seasons. 5. In the first month, on the 14th of the month, between the evenings is the Passover to Yahweh. 6. And on the 15th day of this month is the Feast of Unleavened to Yahweh. You shall eat unleavened things 7 days. 7. On the first day you shall have a set apart gathering. You shall do no laborious work. 8. And you shall bring near a fire offering to Yahweh 7 days. And the seventh day shall be a set apart gathering. You shall do no laborious work. 9. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 10. Speak to the sons of Israel, and you shall say to them, when you come into the land which I am giving to you, and have reaped its harvest, and have brought in the armor of the beginning of your harvest, to the priest. 11. Then he shall wave the armor before Yahweh for your acceptance. On the morrow of the Sabbath the priest shall wave it. 12. And you shall prepare a lamb in the day you wave the armor, one Leviticus without blemish, a son of a year, for a burnt offering to Yahweh. 13. And its food offering shall be 2/10 part of flour mixed with oil, a fire offering to Yahweh, a sweet fragrance. And its drink offering, a 1/4 of a hin of wine. 14. And you shall not eat bread, nor roasted grain, nor fresh ears, until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your Elohim. It is a never-ending statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings. 15. And you shall number to you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day you bring in the sheaf of the wave offering. They shall be 7 complete Sabbaths. 16. To the next day after the seventh Sabbath, you shall number 50 days. And you shall bring near a new food offering to Yahweh. 17. You shall bring in bread out of your dwellings for a wave offering, 2 loaves. They shall be of 2/10 ephah of flour. They shall be baked with leaven, first fruits to Yahweh. 18. And besides the bread, you shall offer 7 lambs, without blemish, sons of a year, and 1 bull, a son of the herd, and 2 rams. They are a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their food offering and their drink offerings, a fire offering of soothing fragrance to Yahweh. 19. And you shall offer 1 he-goat for a sin offering, and 2 lambs, sons of a year, for a sacrifice of peace offerings. 20. And the priest shall wave them, besides the bread of the first fruits, a wave offering before Yahweh, besides the 2 lambs. They are set apart to Yahweh for the priest. 21. And you shall make a proclamation on this same day. It is a set apart gathering to you. You shall do no laborious work of service. It is a never-ending statute in all your dwellings throughout your generations. 22. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not completely reap the corner of your field, nor shall you gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor, and for the alien. I am Yahweh your Elohim. 23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 24. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the 7th month, on the 1st of the month, a set apart day Sabbath shall be to you, a memorial acclamation of the resounding of trumpets, a set apart gathering. 25. You shall do no laborious work and you shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh. 26. And Yahweh spoke to Moses saying, 27. Also, on the 10th of this 7th month shall be a day of atonement, There shall be a set apart gathering, and you shall humble and weaken your bodies and shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh. 28. And you shall do no work in this same day, for it is a day of atonement, to atone for you before Yahweh your Elohim. 29. For any person who is not humbled in this same day shall be cut off from his people.
30. And any person who does any work in the same day, I shall even cut off that person from the midst of his people. 31. You shall do no work, it is a never-ending statute throughout your generations, in all your dwellings. 32. It is a Sabbath of rest to you, and you shall humble your souls in the ninth of the month at evening, from evening until evening you shall keep your Sabbath. 33. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 34. Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, in the 15th day of this 7th month shall be a feast of booths, 7 days to Yahweh. 35. On the first day shall be a set-apart gathering, you shall do no laborious work. 36. 7 days you shall bring a fire offering to Yahweh, on the 8th day you shall have a set-apart gathering, and you shall bring the fire offering to Yahweh, it is a solemn assembly, you shall do no laborious work of service. 37. These are the set feasts of Yahweh which you shall proclaim, set-apart gatherings, to bring a fire offering to Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a food offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, the thing of a day on its own day. 38. Besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you shall give to Yahweh. 39. Also, in the 15th day of the 7th month, when you gather the increase of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh 7 days, on the first day a set-apart day Sabbath, and on the 8th day a set-apart day Sabbath.
40. And you shall take to yourselves on the first day the fruit of majestic trees, palm branches, and boughs of oak trees, and willows of the valley, and shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim 7 days.
41. And you shall celebrate it a feast to Yahweh, 7 days in a year, a never-ending statute throughout your generations, in the 7th month you shall keep it. 42. You shall sit in Sukkos for 7 days, all who are native in Israel shall sit down in Sukkos. 43. So that your generations shall know that I caused the sons of Israel to live in Sukkos, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am Yahweh your Elohim. 44. And Moses declared the appointed feasts of Yahweh to the sons of Israel.
Chapter 24.
1. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying,
2. Command the sons of Israel, and they shall bring to you pure olive oil, beaten, for the light, to cause a light to burn continually. 3. Outside the veil of the testimony in the tent of meeting, Aaron shall arrange it from evening until morning before Yahweh continually, a perpetual statute throughout your generations. 4. He shall arrange the lamps on the pure gold menorah before Yahweh continually. 5. And you shall take flour, and shall bake 12 cakes with it. 2/10 shall be in the one cake. 6. And you shall set them in 2 rows, 6 on a row on the pure gold table before Yahweh. 7. And you shall put pure frankincense on the road, and it shall be the bread of a memorial, a fire offering to Yahweh. 8. On each Sabbath day he shall arrange it before Yahweh continually, from the sons of Israel, a never-ending covenant. 9. And it shall belong to Aaron and to his sons, and they shall eat it in the sanctuary, for it is most set apart to him, from the fire offerings of Yahweh, a never-ending statute. 10. And the son of an Israelite woman, and he was a son of an Egyptian man, went out among the sons of Israel, and the son of the woman of Israel and a man of Israel fought together in the camp. 11. And the son of the woman of Israel blasphemed the name of Yahweh, and cursed, and they brought him into Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. 12. And they put him under guard, that it might be declared to them at the mouth of Yahweh. 13. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, 14. Bring out the reviler to the outside of the camp, and all those who heard shall lay their hands on his head, and all the congregation shall stone him. 15. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, when any man curses his Elohim, then he shall bear his sin. 16. And he who blasphemes the name of Yahweh surely shall die. All the congregation shall certainly cast stones at him. As to the alien, so to a native, when he blasphemes the name, he shall be executed. 17. And a man, when he strikes the life from any man, he shall surely be executed. 18. And he who smites an animal to death shall make it good, body for body. 19. And when a man causes a blemish in his neighbor, as he has done, so it shall be done to him. 20. Break for break, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has given a blemish to be in a man, so it shall be done to him. 21. And he who smites an animal to death shall repay it, and he who smites a man to death shall be put to death. 22. One judgment shall be for you whether an alien or a native, for I am Yahweh your Elohim. 23. And Moses spoke to the sons of Israel, and they brought the reviler to the outside of the camp and stoned him with stones. And the sons of Israel did as Yahweh had commanded Moses.